I could see the sun shining on that bracelet as we pulled away from the wagon train. Me and Tom and two cows and a bull. By evening, we'd come as far as the river.
Red River, Groot. And that's Texas on the other side.
How about calling it a day? Seems to me we... Tom, look. There to the north.
Indian smoke.
Signal smoke? It's too big, ain't it?
It's not signal.
It's rising from just about where the wagon train would be.
Take us hours to get back there. Fan, I should have brought her along.
We could be wrong, Tom. That smoke, maybe it's just prairie grass or something.
We'll ride back tomorrow and see.
No more started back the next morning when we seen him. A boy from the wagon train. He come staggering out of the brush, crazy-like, talking to himself and dragging a cow on the end of a halter.
Smoking and burning.
What happened, boy? What are you doing here? What happened?
Smoking and burning. Smoking.
How'd you get away?
Everything burning.
He's out of his head, Tom.
Wagons and people was screaming. I wouldn't hit me again, mister.
Put that gun down.
I said don't do that again.
It's all right, son. I just wanted to... See? Take his gun, Groot. You just learned something, boy. Don't ever trust anybody till you know them.
Thanks for telling me.
Now, how'd you get away?
My cow here, she broke loose. Got off in the brush. I was bringing her back when I heard him. Then I saw him. And I wish I hadn't. When they left, I went closer. There was no one alive.
It could be. Some of them got away.
One of the Indians been hit, I guess. Must have thought he was dead.
What about him?
Took a shot at me. I killed him. He had something in his hand. This silver bracelet.
Tom, that don't have to mean she's...
Shut up. Well, it looks like we'll have to take you along with us, son. Give him back his gun, Groot. Well, are you going to use it?
No, but don't ever try to take it away from me again.
That was the meeting of the man and the boy. And the beginning of a great herd. We started south through Texas, through the Panhandle, past the Pecos, until one day near the Rio Grande, Tom got off on his horse and took the feeling of the grass and smelling of it.
This is it. This is the land, Groot. This is where we start growing beef.
Sure looks good. Maybe even worth coming 2,000 miles for.
Who does it all belong to?
From now on, it belongs to me. Take a good look. Someday all this land, as far as you can see, will be covered with beef cattle. I'll put a mark on them, a brand to show they're mine.
What kind of a mark?
Well, there'll be two lines, see? Like this, like the banks of a river. And the letter D. D for Dunson, the Red River D brand.
You gonna brand my cow, too?
Why not?
D's for Dunson, but my name's Matthew Garth.
Maybe someday you'll earn a piece of the brand, but until you do...
Some strangers coming. Huh? Two of them.
Mexicans.
I ain't ever seen a Mexican.
Well, keep your eyes open, boy. Step off to one side.
Buenos dias, senores.
We saw the smoke of your fire.
Yeah?
To remain here on Don Diego's land, you are welcome. For a night, for a week, perhaps...
You, Diego?
Oh, no, senor. He is at his home across the Rio Grande. 600 kilometers to the south.
How far is that?
About 400 miles.
That's too much land for one man. It ain't decent.
Tell Don Diego that all the land north of the river is mine. Tell him to stay off it.
But the land is his, senor.
Not get away. How did he get it?
Many years ago by grant from the King of Spain.
You mean he took it away from whoever was here before? Indians, maybe.
Maybe so.
Well, I'm taking it away from him.
I regret, senor, but...
Now, how about you? You want a little of it?
No. He's not my land, senor. I will wait until Don Diego tells me what to do.
Then ride back and tell him what happened. Take your friend's horse. As for him, he'll get a decent burial.
As you say, senor.
Matt, I told you to get away. You might have got hurt.
He went for his gun first. But you kind of seem to know.
Next time, do what I say.
But how'd you know when he was going to draw?
By watching his eyes. Remember that.
I will.
Now go get a shovel out of the wagon and my Bible. I'll read over him.